The Giants announced the first 53-man roster of the John Harbaugh era on Sunday, and the shape of it is the story. Per the team's website, the roster carries four tight ends plus fullback Patrick Ricard against just five wide receivers. At the end of a cutdown, the team's own site logged at 36-plus moves. All seven of the 2026 draft picks made it, headlined by number 5 overall pick Arvell Reese, along with undrafted rookies Dominic Zvada and long snapper Ben Mann, per Matt Sidney at GMNHQ. The previous regime's paper went the other way. Evan Neal, Jalen Hyatt, and Eric Gray were all let go, leaving fewer than a quarter of the 18 picks from the 2022 and 2023 draft classes on the roster, by Sidney's count. Sidney's read of the whole document, heavy personnel, a 300-pound fullback, a kept-intact rookie class, is a roster built in its coach's image. Our last episode left two cut-down calls open, and both resolved. The kicking job went to the undrafted rookie. Zvada made a 53-yard field goal in Friday's finale and was confirmed by Harbaugh as the 2026 kicker, per Sidney, whose final camp ledger had Zvada at 81 for 90 on camp attempts against Ben Sauls' 67 for 87. Sauls was waived Sunday, listed by the team as waived with an injury settlement, per the transaction sheet. Harbaugh's exit line was that Sauls also won a job, which Sidney read as the coach signaling he expects Sauls to kick for somebody, a read and not a transaction. The second call was Odell Beckham Jr., and he is on the team, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk, citing ESPN's Jordan Rannan. The finale made the case. 3 catches on 6 targets for 53 yards, with a 20.54-meter burst on a deep route, in his first game since December 8, 2024, per Sidney. The drop we reported from Miami stayed in Miami. The room he made was reshaped by the week's one bad injury first. Calvin Austin III tore the anterior cruciate ligament in his knee on a non-contact play in practice and was placed on injured reserve August 27, ending his season, per the team's website. Harbaugh: "It's definitely impactful to our team because he was playing so well. He had definitely carved out a role for us." Offensive coordinator Matt Nagy went further. "It would be a disservice to him if I said it wasn't a blow. But the next guy has got to step up and play." The national framing, per Alper, is that the injury strengthened Beckham's case. Darius Slayton made the team too, for reasons Sidney laid out in dollars. Cutting him meant $12.7 million in dead cap against $3.2 million in savings, while reading his 33 finale snaps as the team putting him on film for a potential trade. The finale itself, briefly. Giants 23, Jets 6 on Friday night at MetLife Stadium, with most starters sitting and the defense allowing 139 total yards, per Sidney. Tyrone Tracy Jr. gave his 2-week fumble ledger its rebuttal, 4 carries, 37 yards and a touchdown, plus a cleared first-half concussion evaluation, per Michael Haney at GMNHQ, and survived what GMNHQ called ridiculous speculation that he'd be cut. Najee Harris took his first game action since the Achilles rehab began and walked off healthy. The two GMNHQ recaps disagree on his exact carry line, so the part that holds is the health. Undrafted edge Trace Ford put up 5 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, a sack, 2 passes defensed, and 2 quarterback hits, per Sidney, and was still waived Sunday. The quarterback room resolved by subtraction. Jake Haener outplayed Brandon Allen and threw a touchdown to Xavier Gibson, but both were cut, leaving Jameis Winston as the only backup quarterback on the 53, per Haney. Malik Nabers checked the exact box our last episode asked about. He cleared the red non-contact jersey and took his first contact drills of the knee rehab during the week, per Patricia Traina at Giants on SI. Then Wednesday complicated the picture. He walked off practice with a trainer about 20 minutes early, and Harbaugh addressed it directly. "It wasn't part of the plan. There's no injury." Nabers sat Friday with most of the starters, and the team's position on the September 13th opener against the Dallas Cowboys remains hope rather than a ruling. Nobody has committed him to the game, and nobody has ruled him out. The rest of the ledger, compressed. 8 cuts came Saturday, including Isaiah Hodgins, Lakey Fotu, Josiah DeGuara, Ugo Amadi, and Brendan Jimes, per the team's website. Braxton Berrios, a vested veteran, had his contract terminated after catching 1 of 4 targets and fumbling inside the 5-yard line Friday, per the team's release, and Sydney, G-Men HQ, reports a plan to bring him back for Week 1 as a vested veteran. A plan, not a signing, until it happens. Two trades moved 2028 seventh-round picks in opposite directions. Joshua Izeudu went to the Kansas City Chiefs, ending four injury-plagued seasons, per Traina, and the Giants acquired 6'6" defensive lineman C.J. Okoye from the Baltimore Ravens, per Adam Bernstein at G-Men HQ. Okoye played for Harbaugh in Baltimore, and he made the 53. Cornerback Corey Black went to injured reserve with a designation to return, per the team's release. Back in July, we previewed the Giants as a genuinely interesting bet. Two bounce flags, a top 10 graded young roster, and John Harbaugh's record of never underperforming his talent, with the honest uncertainty concentrated in two files, Dart's deep ball and Neighbor's rebuilt knee. Cut day spoke loudest to the Harbaugh leg. The roster now looks like his on paper, heavy and young and stocked with his own draft class. The deep ball file didn't take a rep this week, with Dart seated for the finale. The knee file moved in both directions at once, contact drills started on schedule, and a Wednesday practice ended early with a coach insisting there's no injury. The preview holds. The opener's biggest variable is the same one it was in July. What to watch next? The waiver wire clears, and the practice squads form behind it, where Neal, Hyatt, Gray, Sauls, Ford, and the rest of this week's names actually land is the next episode's job. Beyond that, the team's most important open Week 1 question is whether the Giants commit Neighbors to the Cowboys opener. We'll check back once the claims and the practice squads are in. Data via NFL Verse.